In a massive breaking scandal that is rocking the entire internet right now, the US government has been exposed to be backing the journalist Gamergate attacks against gamers everywhere in what President Trump is calling a massive scandal. And this is one of the biggest stories we've seen break in a very long time, where this organization of USAID was receiving upwards of $8 million to push propaganda and Gamergate against gamers. And it's just as ridiculous as it sounds. Conspiracy theorists are like, yeah, that's what I've been telling you guys for years now. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Smash JT. And if this doesn't explain perfectly exactly why so many people hate President Trump, it's all the people in the media that were being propped up by illegitimate funding. Hit that subscribe, give me a like, and check out smashjt.com for the full article breaking down how President Trump is effective immediately moving forward to shut down the funding to USAID, sending $8+ million over to Politico. Man, I never really expected to have this channel go into the political realm, but here we are. Politico, an extremist left-wing leaning news outlet known for their hostility towards Gamergate and the entire gaming community, has been exposed for receiving over $8 million in taxpayer funds through USAID and other government contracts. The Trump administration has already acted swiftly, with White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt announcing that Politico's funding is being terminated effective immediately.
I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. Again, this is a whole of government effort to ensure that we are going line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people? Is this a good use of the American taxpayers' money? If it is not, that funding will no longer be sent abroad, and American taxpayers will see significant savings because of that effort.
And I first saw this information come through from friend of the channel, Grums, who shared it on his X timeline, from user Anderstein, who shed light on how taxpayer money was being funneled into the mainstream media to promote a woke narrative and leading directly to attacking gamers. Grums on X said, nah, this can't be true. Searches, holy USAID paid Politico to have Gamergate smeared, and showed some screenshots searching through Politico's archives, revealing at least 22 articles on Gamergate alone, just with that word involved with it, consistently framing it as disinformation and a harassment campaign, which is funny because when you go over to the definitely compromised Wikipedia page, it says Gamergate and then in parentheses, harassment campaign. And Enderselian, the user that Grums was quote tweeting, reacted to these revelations by sharing screenshots from political articles smearing Gamergate, stating specifically that people have wondered if our tax dollars were used to promote wokeness in video games, and the answer is yes. USAID paid Politico millions per year to write pieces like this one, which promotes diversity and describes Gamergate as disinformation and harassment campaign, which makes you take a step back from all of this and say, I guess it all makes sense now. This all raises some serious concerns about whether federal funding was being used to push certain political agenda in the gaming sphere, effectively turning media outlets into government-subsidized propaganda machines to push their narratives onto the mainstream. During the White House press briefing, Leavitt confirmed the immediate termination of Politico's taxpayer funding, and this isn't going to go over well with that company, and if they're even going to be able to make their pay going forward after losing the funding source from the U.S. government.
Going through the federal government line by line and making this government more efficient is one of those priorities and one of those promises that President Trump made. And as you just cited, John, 56% of Americans support freezing foreign aid. And I read a fascinating article in the Washington Post today. They interviewed voters in Pennsylvania, and all of them said that they support President Trump and Elon Musk's efforts to make this government more efficient.
Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, being led by Elon Musk, has been tasked with eliminating wasteful federal spending, including subsidies for partisan media outlets. And oh boy, they were not messing around. President Donald Trump weighed in on the insanity via his Truth Social, calling the situation a quote-unquote massive scandal. And he said, "Looks like billions of dollars have been stolen at USAID and other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats. The left-wing rag, known as Politico, seems to have received $8 million. Did the New York Times receive money? Who else did? This could be the biggest scandal of them all. Perhaps the biggest in history. The Democrats can't hide from this one. Too big, too dirty." And I keep going back to, it all makes sense with people that are being propped up by funding, that of course they're going to hate on someone that can't wait to tear down the illegitimate funding that they've been receiving. For years, Politico has placed themselves directly in the line with activist gaming journalists pushing woke narratives under the guise of combating toxicity. Their tired trope that no one ever fell for or believed, even to this day, continues to run on Wikipedia that I talked about earlier, how it's been overrun by the journalists and the people pushing the same propaganda out there, calling it a harassment campaign. Their extensive coverage of Gamergate over the years has consistently vilified gamers as reactionary extremists, rather than actually acknowledging the legitimate concerns about media corruption and ethics that ignited this controversy in the first place, which is what Gamergate actually was about. Journalistic integrity. As much as these lack of integrity journalists try to change the meaning of what Gamergate was, it doesn't work. It's always about the ethics in journalism, or in this case, lack thereof. Grums on Twitter said, 10 years of Gamergate being gaslit and slandered, and we were right all along. It's about ethics in journalism.
Elon Musk's efforts to make this government more efficient. What President Trump and Elon Musk and this entire administration is trying to do is make our bloated bureaucracy here in Washington run like a profitable business. And every agency has been tasked with going line by line and ensuring that the American taxpayers' money is aligned.
Many of these narratives were driven by the very same journalists who have worked hard to rebrand gaming as a progressive battleground rather than an entertainment industry. These were the very activists that I often talk about. And here we are with the proof right in front of us, exposed for everyone to see, being sponsored by, of all organizations, the U.S. government, okay? Holy crap, what the hell have we been doing for the past decade or so? Politico is not the only outlet benefiting from taxpayer dollars. According to usaspending.gov, other media outlets have been receiving additional government funding as well, including the Associated Press, that was over $600,000, Reuters, over $3 million, and the New York Times, over $378,000. These discoveries come as Musk and the Trump administration have ramped up efforts to cut wasteful spending on a federal level. Levitt made it clear that taxpayer money should not be funding media outlets that push political agendas instead of serving the greater public interest.
Money is aligned with the American people's interests. It's a common sense solution to fixing a decades-old problem of bloated bureaucracy, waste, fraud, and abuse. And the vast majority of Americans support it. So the Democrats can hoot and holler all they want. This White House will stay committed to delivering on President Trump's priorities and being good stewards of the hardworking American people's tax dollars.
Politico's woes don't end with the funding being cut, because according to Fox News, on top of the funding being cut, they also disclosed that they weren't able to hit their paycheck funding to their employees last week and blamed it on a technical error or glitch, which, okay, if we're to believe that. But moving forward, I think they might have more than a glitch when it comes to paying people. The discovery that taxpayer money was potentially being used to push woke propaganda in gaming has confirmed many long-held suspicions in the gaming community. While the exact allocation of the 8 million remains unclear at this time, Politico's extensive history of targeting gamers and aligning with woke narratives should tell everyone that a good amount of that funding was definitely being used for those efforts. For years, gamers have been battling constantly against this biased, agenda-driven reporting from these quote-unquote gaming journalists. This massive change marks a major turning point for all of that, as mainstream media outlets who originally pushed divisive narratives in the press now face a financial reckoning. With Politico's funding being cut and more investigations likely incoming on the horizon, the days of taxpayer-funded media propaganda in gaming may finally be game over. So let's let the credits roll and never return to this one, because holy crap, what a terrible experience it's been. Anyways, I'm going to leave it there. If you guys want more information, check out smashjt.com for the full article. I will link it in the description below. If you appreciate what I'm doing, hit that join button. And as always, you stay smashing.
Where I would create a series of videos to look specifically at the way women are represented in video games. The idea being that if you were interested in the project, you could donate, and if you weren't interested, you could choose not to donate. It's pretty straightforward, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Smash.